Congrats, Christopher from Pico Rivera. Just got tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th. Your chance is coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Coming up today on the show, we're going to talk about the World Cup. It's coming to the U.S. and to Los Angeles in 30 days, and I'm going to tell you why we can't go. And it sucks. People are dumb on the show today. They're talking about being able to mail guns legally. Coming up, animal stories. There's a bug that shoots foam out of its anus, and supposedly it's the next big breakthrough in skincare. I don't like those two stories put together. What's up with Florida? 420 catch of the day, as usual, is our new music feature, and more chances for you to win this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Give him the breathalyzer.
Kind of hard to put yourself in the mindset of Halloween, but we have something great for you on October 30th, and that is a chance to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. Another chance for you to win those tickets is coming up on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Burglars arrested after falling asleep on back patio of home. This happened in Houston, Texas. Officers charged Atalanta Herrick and Nehemiah Bird with burglary after a woman found them asleep on her patio. So this woman is moving out of her house and there's a ton of trash in the front. So it's kind of obvious that somebody's moving out, but these two thieves broke into the house. They moved some stuff around. They didn't really steal anything, which is odd for a thief. And the woman came home and found a bathroom window broken out. So she started looking around, and she did notice that things had been rearranged. It was like a couch that used to be here was over there. What? Chairs were moved. The table was moved. What kind of nonsense? This is not even a thief. It's an interior decorator gone wrong. So then as the woman was looking around the house, she looked out her back window and she saw on her porch, a couple were asleep on her porch under two blankets, which they had stolen from the house. I want to remind you, they were inside the house. They could have slept inside the house. They took two blankets from inside the house, outside the house, and slept on the porch. The homeowner called the police. They came and arrested them. What a way to wake up on a back porch. And they are in Harris County Jail. And never forget, people are dumb.
Dumbass.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, did I win?
Yes, you did.
Yeah!
Who is this?
This is Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, congratulations. You got tickets for My Chemical Romance October 30th at the Hollywood Bowl.
Let's go!
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I try to keep things light. I do People Are Dumb stories. I do What's Up with Florida. I do local stories. We're going to talk about the World Cup coming up a little bit later. But things do add up after a while, and it keeps getting crazier by the day. And now they're trying to overturn a rule so that we can mail guns through the mail. You can actually just put them in the mail, a pistol. What?
U.S. Postal Service is considering a plan to let people send handguns through the mail.
Oh, my. Oh, how about the twist on that?
Right? In our upside-down world, the Second Amendment needs to be taken forward to make sure that people can have guns and mail them to each other.
What are you talking about?
Since 1927, that's been forbidden by a federal law, except for licensed gun dealers.
But you know what? Normal schmoes can't mail guns to each other. So let's fix that, in air quotes.
But the Trump administration is urging the Postal Service to change that policy.
I feel like this is just a, hey, let's see how much we can get away with time in our lives. They're at war in Iran, gas prices all-time high, food all-time high, unemployment. Let's let people mail guns to each other. I really hate to talk politics, but this does feel like before you get kicked out of the house, you're going to burn the place to the ground.
Recent memo from the Department of Justice called the 99-year-old law.
Let me guess. Outdated? Unfair?
Unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional, of course. It's crazy that nobody else caught that. That it was unconstitutional for 99 years.
Claiming it violates the Second Amendment.
Listen, we got to stand up for one amendment. Let's make it the second. Those are the biggest donors.
Attorneys general in 22 states, including here in California, are opposed to the idea.
Only 22 out of 50? That's troubling.
They claim if the law is overturned, it will make it easier for felons to traffic guns.
So we'll have to track the felons down who are trafficking guns and then prosecute them before they can be pardoned. It is the world-famous K-Rock. We have a new music feature to introduce you to new songs. We do it every day at 420. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I know some people disagree with this, but I love soccer so much, and I love the World Cup so much, and I got details about the World Cup, which is coming to Los Angeles in a month, coming up on K-Rock. How many of you still have the My Chemical Romance outfit from when they were first touring? We've got tickets for you to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th. Your chance to win is coming up on K-Rock. I can't wait for the World Cup. In 2014, I was lucky enough to go to Brazil for the World Cup with three friends, including comedian Brad Williams. And we bought tickets for a home Brazil game against Chile just because we wanted to go see what a home game in Brazil would be like. And it was $170, but they were pretty much on the goal line and really down pretty close. And 170, that's worth it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, for God's sakes.
A month from today, sports fans from around the world will be setting their sights on Southern California.
That's when Team USA will take the field for their first match in the 2026 World Cup, facing off against Paraguay.
I am a huge soccer fan and a huge World Cup fan. I can't wait.
It is exciting. 30 days to go. You guys mentioned it, exactly 1 month from today. Literally tens of thousands of fans from truly all over the world will be coming here to SoFi Stadium, this gorgeous stadium behind me.
Oh, that would be so cool to see in person.
As the U.S. hosts its first World Cup game on U.S. soil in 32 years. And yeah, we know about the ticket prices. They are astronomical, but
FIFA realizes that they're overpriced and they're going to drop the amount.
FIFA just announcing another way Angelinos can be part of the action without ever having to step foot in the stadium itself.
Yeah, what a nightmare it must be to step foot in the stadium itself where the game is being played. Come on now.
Sure, the countdown is getting serious at this point. We are 30 days to go until that big game when USA hosts Paraguay in the home opener here at SoFi. The stadium itself undergoing a two-month-long renovation to be able to host the best soccer players in the world. And at the same time, FIFA just announced that Los Angeles will play host to FanFest at 10 different locations all around the region.
So even though we can't afford to get in, we can watch it with other fans, which does, in my opinion, make it better.
This will be going on from June 18th to July 19th. There will be World Cup fan zones set up for folks to come out to be part of the excitement. From Downey to Venice to South El Monte to Burbank, soccer fans won't have to travel far or spend an arm and a leg to celebrate the World Cup being hosted in their very own backyard.
I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So how much are tickets for that first game?
As for tickets, the U.S. plays Paraguay on June 12th in L.A. The cheapest ticket for that game is
now $600?
Now $1,000.
That's the cheapest ticket for the home game. That's for the nosebleeds.
And tickets for the final are averaging about $13,000.
So now they're talking about the final. Cheapest ticket, highest seat, furthest from the field, $13,000.
Oh, f- you.
Two congressmen are asking FIFA's president for an explanation, but FIFA argues it doesn't set prices, demand does.
If you were to sell tickets at the price which is too low, these tickets would be resold at a much higher price.
Right, so FIFA wouldn't get that markup. So FIFA's just going to mark it up from the beginning so that they can rake in all of the secondary markets. I see.
FIFA did offer some tickets for $60, but less than 2% of those tickets were available at that price.
You. You're cool. And you, I'm out.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hello. Yes, hi. I'm calling for the My Chemical Romance tickets.
We are going to do that again at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? Okay, cool.
All right, thank good you. Luck. K-Rock, hello.
Hi. So I'm calling for the My Chemical Romance concert tickets.
Ah, we're going to give those away again at 4 o'clock.
Okay, awesome.
All right,
thank
good
you
luck.
So much.
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Ruben Alvarez.
Ruben, would you like to go see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah, of course. Hell yeah. Hell yes, man.
Yeah,
you have no idea how much I've been trying all day at work.
Well, you won. Thank you for sticking with it. You will be there.
All right. Sweet. Thank you, guys.
The 420 catch of the day is coming up on K-Rock. It's our new music feature. Megan Holliday is here now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a delivery driver in New Jersey is going viral after a customer's pizza arrived missing two slices. The delivery driver denied any wrongdoing and suggested the customer may be to blame by basically fat shaming him. And this is the most insane interaction of all time.
Domino's f*** me or you f*** me. I don't know who f*** you, but I didn't f*** you. I didn't f*** you, okay? And who See, maybe, you know what? Let me tell you one thing. Maybe when I give you a pizza, you open a pizza and put the in your stomach. Right? Look at this, your pig stomach. How big it is? It is pizza there, right there, okay?
You think I'm going to eat the pizza and come have
this? Yes. Yes, I know you. I know. Look at your teeth, bro. All the cheese falling from face, from your mouth. And it's going in the stomach.
Domino f*** me. You f*** me. DoorDash f*** me. I'm going to sue everybody.
Them. Sue them. Don't f*** with me, okay? Bye-bye. I'm going out. Don't call back again, okay?
Oh, my God. Only in New Jersey, baby.
Customer of the year.
Number two, a 40-year-old South Korean man could spend 5 years in prison and pay a fine of $6,700 for using AI to create an image of a wolf roaming the streets. A wolf escaped from the zoo in South Korea on April 30th, and a local man heard the news and proceeded to create an AI-generated image of the wolf roaming around. The fake image spread like crazy, and authorities closed schools and sent emergency teams to the area. The actual wolf was eventually found, but authorities believe it could have been captured much earlier had it not been for the AI shenanigans. A single AI-manipulated image delayed the wolf's capture up to 9 days, they said. The prolonged deployment of police and firefighters caused significant disruptions to their primary duty, protecting the public. And I just think it's so... We're in that realm now.
Yep.
You know?
Can't trust anything.
Nope. And number three... A viral video is making the rounds on social media showcasing a man explaining to his daughter a clever way to fight back against spam calls.
So check this out. So I get all these spam calls from on this phone number all the time, right? Yeah, a bunch of them, right? So what I've done is I've created a script in JitBit. What this is going to do is it's going to call them back, right? It's going to wait for them to
Hello.
Answer.
Thank you for calling Express Forward.
It's going to interact Please with the prompts automatically. And when they answer, it's going to play Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
There is an album coming, we believe. That is almost Monday, and that song is No More Regrets. It's 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. We have story time coming up next right after Guns N' Roses. And for the best call or text...
We got tickets for you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Where did you find this story about the pizza delivery?
Well, it was going viral. Delivery driver in New Jersey... delivered a pizza and it had two missing slices, and then him and the guy that he delivered it to got into it pretty crazily.
Domino's f*** me or you f*** me. I don't know who f*** you, but I didn't f*** you. I didn't f*** you, okay? And who knows? See, maybe, you know what? Let me tell you one thing. Maybe when I give you a pizza, you open a pizza and put the in your stomach. Like, look at this, your big stomach.
Look at this, your big stomach.
He's fat shaming the guy.
Unbelievable.
How big it is? How big it is? It is pizza there, right there, okay?
You think I'm gonna eat the pizza and then come have
this? Yes! Yes, I know you. Look at your teeth, bro. All the cheese falling from face, from your mouth, and it's going in the stomach.
Domino me, you me, DoorDash me, I'm gonna sue everybody.
Them, sue them. Don't with me, okay? Bye. I'm going out. Don't call back again, okay?
Oh my God. It's the most insane interaction I've seen in a long time.
Yes, it is. Ooh. But it can't be isolated.
No,
right? Yeah. There has to be smaller versions of that are wild or crazy or odd or funny. And that's what we're looking for today at 800-520-1067 is crazy delivery stories. Whatever happened, it was odd, you didn't understand it, they yelled at you, you can be the customer or the delivery person, and we're looking for your crazy delivery stories at 800-520-1067.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday.
Crazy delivery stories, 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067.
talking about crazy delivery stories. And for the best call or text, we're hooking you up with tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, what are you doing on October 30th?
I hope I'm going to go see my cab.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Happening!
Oh, my goodness.
You have plans to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's awesome.
We are taking your phone calls on these weirdest, crazy delivery stories. You have one like that?
Okay, so this is like maybe 10 years ago. I was doing DoorDash, and I got an order for one smart water, one Kind bar, and a box of condoms. So I go to deliver it, and it ends up being at a hotel. So I go up to the front desk, and I'm like, hey, can I drop this off? And they said, no, you have to go to the room. So I look back on the app. I see the room number. I go up to the room. And this woman answers the door in her underwear and a bra. And behind her, there's a man laying on the bed, completely nude, with just a towel over his junk. And she looks at me. She takes the bag. She says, thanks, and then closes the door. And I just stood there for, like, maybe 30 seconds in complete shock.
That is so weird.
Bottle water, Kind bar, and condoms.
You think they were waiting to continue sex until they had condoms?
That's my assumption.
Well, hey, I guess they were being smart.
That's pretty great. K-Rock, hello. Crazy delivery stories.
I've been a delivery driver for UPS for about 20 years now, and the craziest thing I ever delivered was a medically sedated black mamba shipped from Africa to a lab in Torrance, California, and I asked what was in this. It was like a Coleman cooler with a bunch of air holes in it and duct tape wrapped around it, heavily wrapped around it. And the guys at the lab told me that it was a black mamba. Apparently, someone picked one up on the black market and they were bit or somebody, you know, died of this mamba. So they wanted to milk it for anti-venom.
I think that's the snake. They don't even try to get anti-venom because you're going to die before you can get to it.
God.
Yeah, and it moves faster than humans.
That is insane.
One of the most venomous snakes.
One of the most venomous snakes in the world.
And they said that because it was shipped overnight, they said that the sedative, medicine, whatever they injected it with, is going to be wearing off soon, and it's going to be a pissed off snake when it wakes up and it knows that it's, you know, in a box.
Wow, no pressure there. Hey, it's going to wake up.
Yeah, right?
So get it there.
Get your ass over there.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, weird delivery stories.
So I walked in on a bachelorette party.
Okay.
So I'm delivering pizza. Beautiful woman answers the door. She's in, like, Fredericks of Hollywood lingerie. Invites me into her house. There's like five other girls, and they're all wearing the same kind of lingerie. Super hot. All in their 20s.
Right.
And here's the best part. Here's the best part. Because I'm like super nervous already. And they asked me to spank every single one of them, one at a time.
Oh, my God.
Do they think you're the entertainment for the night? Like maybe they ordered a male stripper that was going to show up with pizza?
Oh, they did, man. They had this planned in advance for sure.
And the question is, did you do what they wanted you to do?
They all bent over, and I spanked every single one of them.
Listen, you do what you have to do for work.
And did they tip you on top of it?
Oh, it was a fat tip. I think it was like 10, 20 bucks.
I mean, worth it. Come on, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God.
All right. 800-520-1067.
For the best call or text about crazy delivery stories. And we got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday.
We are taking your phone calls at K-Rock about crazy delivery stories.
909 said, I used to work at a hotel and sometimes deliveries would get there after the people would check out. One time there was a delivery at one of the rooms that had two goldfish, some condoms, and chapstick. And that's how I got my two fish, Fred and Gus. Unreal.
We are taking your phone calls at K-Rock on crazy delivery stories. You have one?
I had to deliver some pizza to some old lady's house. There was I guess they were sunbathing and drinking cocktails. And they're topless.
Yeah, buddy.
Right?
Woo!
And you said, are you ladies looking for some entertainment?
Yeah, it looks like two baseballs hanging in some pantyhose.
Oh my god, dude!
Yeah, really flirtatious. I kind of shut it down, though.
Oh my god, they loved every second of it.
Yes,
too.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, probably.
They're making up details. Then he came over and he put some lotion on me. Yeah.
Lubed me right up.
Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I have a crazy delivery story.
Let's hear it.
I was delivering some paper, like office paper.
Right.
I finished a delivery. It was in Norwalk. And I get in the elevator. This guy was with me in the elevator. We start heading down. And all of a sudden you hear like a clank, clank. It stopped. He's like, well, that's not good. And I swear this elevator dropped probably like two floors. Stopped again.
My God.
And it went back to normal.
No.
And I was like, should we tell somebody?
Of course.
And the guy's like, the guy just took off. Like, we just left.
Oh, my God.
Why wouldn't there's no one to tell?
I mean, there was definitely. I could have told someone in the lobby, but I was just shocked. Like, I was like,
that would scare me. Like,
well, you're responsible for someone's death.
Yes,
hope you know
are.
That.
Congratulations. You are now a killer. K-Rock, hello.
During COVID, wife and I needed some herb, and all the dispensaries are closed. And I get this shipment in the mail. I get a delivery. I grab it. You know, we have teenage boys, so I open up the bag. They said, "Dad, just open the bag." So opened it, and all of a sudden I look in and I get this smell.
Oh, that sweet smell.
And I look at my wife, and the boys are like, what is it? I'm like, oh, no, it's the wrong house, wrong house. So I tell my wife, I said, let's go outside really quick. I want to show you something. So we go outside. It's 6/8 of pitaya weed, where we were in need of weed, but all the dispensaries are closed. So I ended up keeping the 6/8 and smoking them all.
Where did you order it from?
Yeah, I'm like, where did it come from?
I didn't order it.
What?
I didn't order anything. It came in the mail. I didn't order anything.
Dude, God loves you a lot.
And you bogarted it from your kids.
They knew what it was.
That's some bullshit.
No, actually, one of them knew. I think one of them got the hint afterward because he was like, I smell something.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
I was like, ah, crap.
Dude, it is crazy that you needed weed and then weed just simply arrived to you in the mail. That is insane.
It was fresh, and I looked at the return address because I was curious of where it came from. I'm like, is this a setup?
Right.
Setup? Are they trying to see if I, you know? So I looked at the return address, and the return address didn't exist.
Because the return address is heaven. Just in time.
Oh, my God.
I like how
lucky
things work out for that guy.
Yeah, really.
Although, he said he had teenagers. Come on. They knew what that was.
Oh, they all knew.
What's wrong with you?
They were probably trying to find it for the next, you know, during COVID.
All right. Who's the guy that got invited into the bachelorette party for some spanking?
Yes, that would be Sean.
Sean, congratulations. You are a winner, my friend.
Wait, do we have sexy music for Sean?
We do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Here we go, baby. Yeah, Sean. Did you enjoy that spanking? Yeah.
Just one spank or multiple?
It was all of them, man. I got it. It was way more than I deserved.
Was that the best day of your life, Sean?
Possibly.
Yeah.
And I have kids.
And I have kids. Hilarious. Well, you're our winner. Congratulations.
Awesome. I love you guys.
Yes, sir. You're going to go see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday.
Way cool. I'm excited.
Woo!
Well done, man. Still another chance for you to win tickets to see My Chemical Romance.
We're going to send you to see him at the Hollywood Bowl October 30th. Your shot to win coming up at 6 on K-Rock.